I didn't know that much about it, to be honest, until would have been April. It's 10 years ago this year that my dad died. So he, Christmas time, he had a very, very bad chest infection. And we thought it had gone to pneumonia. He couldn't come for Christmas dinner. We always had the whole family for Christmas dinner. It was, we lived in a different place then. And we had a big house. And so we had everyone, grandparents, everybody came for Christmas. And this Christmas he couldn't come. You know what it's like when one person's not there? It's just not right, is it? But, so he had this really bad chest infection, the doctor said. But he was a smoker. He smoked a lot, so he just thought it was something to do with that. And so he went in April because he felt there was something still wrong. And his doctor sent him to hospital because only one side of his chest was moving when he was breathing. And they said he had a deep vein thrombosis. So he went in for that and they found water on his lungs. So he had to have that drained off. And then they did further investigations. They took samples from his lungs and they found out then that he'd got mesothelioma, which is, you can only get it from asbestos. It doesn't come from anything else. And there's no treatment for it. So we went with him for his consultation with the specialist. And he just said, the first thing he said to him was, you need to get a solicitor. And we were like, oh, why would he need a solicitor? And then my dad said, well, can't you just take the one lung out? And he said, well, no, it's not your lung, it's the lining of your lung. So it's not something that can be operated on because it grows on all like the outsides of your organs and like it's not like an ordinary cancer, it's very, very different. So then I went home and went on the computer and thought, right, I need to find out what this is, because he didn't give him like a diagnosis or a, and like say, oh, you've got so long left or whatever. It was just like, right, you've got mesothelioma and we'll give you some radiotherapy for the bits that, you know, where they go into your chest and they take the samples out. Well, apparently the cancer can spread really quickly in those places if it's not treated. So he said that he'd send him to Christie's for some radiotherapy. And my dad thought when he said that, that he'd be okay, that he'd have radiotherapy and he'd get better. But when I went on the internet when I went home and I found out what it was, I thought, I knew straight away that he didn't have very long, you know. Because at that point, 10 years ago, there was nothing. There was no treatment at all, no kind of therapies that they could do. So we knew that he'd be lucky if he lasted till Christmas. But he died in July, so it was very, very, it was kind of quick, but in another way it wasn't quick, it was very, very slow, watching someone just disintegrate in front of your eyes, it's not very nice, and my dad was a very, very proud man, and he didn't like, when he got to the point where he was bedridden, he hated that we were looking after him, but at the same time he didn't want to be in hospital either, he wanted to be at home with his family, so it was very hard for him. But the last night, I did the last night shift with him, because as it got towards the end, the consultant called us in and said, he should already be dead. I do not know how he's still alive. He has no lung capacity left. There's no space in his lungs for the air to get in. I do not know how he's still going. But he was a fighter, my dad, and he loved his life.